Yes, that is Kenny G music. There's a good reason we're playing the Kenny G music. Joining us now on the line is Ken Kennerly, the executive director for the Honda Classic. Good morning, Ken. Happy Sunday to you.
Good morning, Russ. Hey, Pat. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ken.
We're doing great. It's a gorgeous Sunday morning in South Florida, and we're feeling good about life and about golf. And there's some great news in regards to Kenny G. We just played the Kenny G music. There's a good reason for that. Kenny G is the world-renowned saxophonist. Will be involved with the Honda Classic for two great events, the Wednesday Gold Pro-Am and a Thursday benefit concert to raise money for the Children's Healthcare Charity.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love hearing the music as the show came back live, Russ. That was wonderful. Colin did a great job with that. But, you know, we're terribly excited. As you know, every year we try to really create a wonderful opportunity out at the Honda. Oh, hello?
Yeah, you're still there.
We got you, Ken. Who's dialing on your phone? Is that a Charlie trying to call his girlfriend?
I hope not. Somebody get off the phone, please. Yeah, sorry about that, but you know, it's all part of our initiatives. We're trying to create new and exciting things with the tournament, as you know, bringing Kenny in as our celebrity host for the Pro-Am. It's going to be called the Kenny G Gold Pro-Am. And then, as you said, this great private benefit concert he's going to have Thursday night, but that's also going to follow a private visit that he will do. He's going to go to the Child Life Institute and play for the children down in the children's hospital that are stricken with cancer and other terrible diseases. With Barbara Nicholas Thursday afternoon. So it's just wonderful for us to be able to bring a star like this into the world of golf, into the PGA Tour, have him as our celebrity host, which, as you well know, not only is it going to be able to help us raise more money for charity, but it takes the Honda Classic to a whole nother level altogether. We're now going to be in the entertainment world and talk to a lot of people that follow music and things like that, and it's just another branding exercise for us to get our brand out there.
Ken, Kenny G's actually a pretty good player. Is he playing in any of the pro-ams or anything like that?
Yeah, he is. We're going to have a celebrity foursome on Wednesday, Pat, and he is, I believe, a one or two handicap. So from what I heard earlier, you and he might tee it up together.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm in that realm.
This is the Kenny G Gold Pro-Am. It's the Gold Pro-Am. It's the premier pro-am during any PGA Tour event, and for the Honda Classic, it's of course that's the story. Wednesday, March 4th at PGA National Resort and Spa on the Champion Course, world-renowned saxophonist Kenny G, a multiple-time Grammy winner, will be hosting the Pro-Am event, and for a spot in the Wednesday Gold Pro-Am hosted by Kenny G, you can call Joni Connors at 561-799-4619. That's 561-799-4619. And then, of course, the very next day, Thursday, March 5th, Kenny G will don the saxophone and play for a very intimate crowd of about 500 people during a very intimate, limited-seat charity concert at the Maltz Jupiter Theater. There's a pre-show cocktail reception at 6:30. The very intimate concert with world-renowned saxophonist Kenny G starts at 7:30. And for more information and to buy tickets, and tickets go on sale this Tuesday at 10 a.m., so tickets not yet on sale for this evening with Kenny G, but they will go on sale this Tuesday at 10 a.m. You can call 888-445-1666. That's 888-445-1666, or log on to www.jupitertheater.org. And we're joined on the line by Ken Kennerly, the executive director for the Honda Classic, Russ Evans, and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange. And, Ken, another great exciting story regarding the Honda Classic is the Generation Cup. This is the Monday after the Honda, Monday, March 9th, the very next day after the final round Sunday on March 8th. And players, golfers of all ability, are going to have a chance to play the same pin placements as the pros played on a final round Sunday. And there's a great parent-child aspect to this as well.
Well, it is neat. As you know, our focus is on the juniors and trying to help expose the kids to the game. And we thought, we have a great tournament Monday after the tournament. Let's try to make it more of a family-related event this year. So we created this parent-child concept. It'll be an afternoon shotgun, so the kids will be able to go to school for most of the day. But what a great thing to do, to be able to bring your child or grandchild out to a tournament course where possibly Sunday, the day before, they're at the tournament as well, watching the final round, and teeing it up Monday. The greens are going to be mowed down. They're going to be as quick as they are on Sunday, the same pin placements as you mentioned. And we've tried to keep it reasonably priced. It's $500 per person. And as you know, to play the Champ Course this time of year alone, it's $350. So you know, for $500 for each person, you're going to be able to get a tremendous round, a great goodie bag, and just a phenomenal experience with your child or grandchild.
Ken, I guess the other big news this week for the tournament itself is that you were able to secure Sergio Garcia, number two player in the world, to play. How excited were you to get him, and what expectations do you have for Sergio on the PGA, on the champ?
Well, you know, it's great for us, no doubt, Pat. As you know, every year we've tried to reach out to the players and really show them what we have done here at PGA National in Palm Beach County. And, you know, Sergio, number two player in the world, and I know, as Russ has mentioned in the past, there's a chance very quickly that he can surpass Tiger. So, you know, how great would it be if he were to come into Palm Beach County and win the Honda Classic, possibly, and take over that number one spot? It'd be very exciting. But, you know, he's one of many great players that we're going to have. Obviously, Ernie Els is our defending champion, and we're happy to announce today that Darren Clark, a five-time Ryder Cupper, is going to be joining us here. He's accepted an invitation to play at the Honda Classic. As you know, he's a European Tour member, so he's not fully exempt on the PGA Tour. And, you know, it just helps us further spread our wings a little bit more into that international scene, which is really what we've tried to do this year.
Darren Clark is a very big-time international personality. He's a perennial Ryder Cupper, as you mentioned, Ken. And there was a great story about Darren in last week's Golf World issue, the February 2nd issue with Bob Hope on the cover, talking about how Darren has given up drinking and smoking and also his coffee habit. He used to drink 15 lattes a day, and he's now down to only one latte a day. So no more caffeine, no more nicotine, and no more alcohol, and he's dropped 40 pounds. So Darren Clark getting fit and trim for this year's Honda Classic.
Well, he's a great name in golf, and obviously he's here to play Doral the week after us, and it's a tremendous opportunity for us, and you know, it helps us with our Irish Day on Friday, with Rory McIlroy that we announced last week playing, and now Darren Clark, and hopefully a few others, and I'm happy to say that within the next week or two, we're going to see some other big names that'll be joining us here for the Honda Classic.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by Ken Kennerly, the executive director for the Honda Classic. The 2009 Honda Classic coming up less than 1 month away, March 2nd through the 8th at PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And, of course, for tickets, you can call 866-8-HONDA-8. That's 866-8-HONDA-8. Or log on to the official tournament website, thehondaclassic.com. Of course, there are tickets for every day of tournament week, from Tuesday's practice round to Wednesday's Kenny G Gold Pro-Am to all four competitive rounds of golf, Thursday's first round through Sunday's final round. 866-8-HONDA-8. Or log on to thehondaclassic.com. And another big name that's in the field, Ken, for this year's Honda, another sponsor's exemption, Tad Fujikawa, the diminutive 5'1" Hawaiian player who is so much fun to watch. He played last year at PGA as well, and he's returning this year again.
No, he is. He made a great splash last year. Honda really enjoyed having him here. And, you know, what he did a few weeks ago in Hawaii, shooting 62 to post that early Saturday round, was phenomenal. And he's just a great story. And as you recall, last year he played with our junior kids group on Monday. And, you know, he'll be back, and he's really looking forward to coming back. His game has come a long way, according to him. So we hope he has a great turnout here. As I said, Honda's a big fan of Tad's, as are we. And I think our spectators will really enjoy watching him play.
Hey, Ken, not really a question, but I wanted to give you a sort of a Pat Rooney litmus test on how the Honda's doing. This year, despite the economy, I've had more pre-tournament ticket requests than I've ever had going into this thing. So, I mean, just from my perspective, you're doing something right, because I've had people coming out of the woodwork asking me for tickets.
Well, that's great to hear, Pat, and it just means that we're heading in the direction we embarked on a few years ago. And, you know, I heard a similar comment from John Miller, not Johnny Miller, but John Miller, the executive at NBC Sports. And he said, Ken, when I start getting requests in New York for the Honda Classic, I know you guys are really doing things down there. So, you know, that goes in line with what he said. Pat, that's wonderful to hear. And, you know, of course, you just let us know what we can do to help you guys out.
Yeah, that's part of this. I was going to
ask. Now I'm going to hit you up for those tickets. Ken Kennerly, the executive director for the Honda Classic, joining us here on the line. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. A lot of great things to look forward to this year's Honda Classic, March 2nd through the 8th at PGA National Resort and Spa. A phenomenal player field. Defending champion Ernie Els, world number two Sergio Garcia, Robert Allenby, Luke Donald, Dudley Hart, comeback player of the year. The list goes on and on. Darren Clark, Tad Fujikawa, some of the exemptions in the field, along with 19-year-old Irish phenom Rory McIlroy, just won the Dubai Desert Classic last week. For tickets and more information, you can call 866-8-HONDA-8 or log on to thehondaclassic.com. Don't forget, also, world-renowned saxophonist Kenny G hosting the Wednesday Gold Pro-Am March 4th on the champion course at PGA National for a spot in the Wednesday Gold Pro-Am hosted by Kenny G. Call Joni Connors at 561-799-4619. That's 561-799-4619. And then, of course, the very next night, Thursday, March 5th, Kenny G hosting a very intimate, limited seat concert to raise money for the Children's Healthcare Charity at the Jupiter Maltz Theater. And for tickets, which go on sale this Tuesday at 10 a.m., call 888-445-1616. That's 888-445-1666. 888-445-1666. Ken, as always, thank you so much for the time, buddy, and looking forward just now about 3 weeks away to the 2009 Honda Classic.
Oh, we're going to have a blast. And I've got to say, Russ, I've had a hole-in-one as well. Hasn't everybody? Even my 10-year-old son had a hole-in-one.
Ouch, Russ.
Oh, man.
Ouch.
Adding insult to injury. Young Charlie Kennerly.
You guys are fabulous. Pat and Russ, thanks so much for everything you do for us.
Thanks, Ken. There he is, Ken Kennerly, Executive Director for the Honda Classic, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Again, for more information, for tickets, for anything that you want to know about this year's Honda Classic, call 866-8-HONDA-8 or log on to thehondaclassic.com.